And so I started to work to Mendelssohn, and all these records were taken in the Angelicum studio in Milan. And I started to get training how to work quickly and intensively and good, because as I told you yesterday, Mr. Mendelssohn don't give possibility to extra allowances, so he don't pay the good harpsichord renting, he don't pay it extra for to go and looking for a church or the good organ. So we cooked what we get. That means in the Angelicum there was they had their own harpsichord, so that was the only place. Mm-hmm. But it was not very good. Otherwise the studio was very busy, so they thought from 2 to 6 we should, 1 half of the record should be ready, and next day 2 to 6 it should be ready.
Yeah.
And I remember that in the first session, which was January 68, I made 8 records in 10 days. That was 4 for Mendelssohn. After we were ready, then my friend engineer Galia told, now you should work also for me a little, but only for friendship.
Yeah.
So for Mendelssohn we recorded the 6 Vivaldi concertos. It's still available by the Moss group on cassette tape. The Big Bach record, Italian Concerto Chromatic Fantasy, so still available on cassette tape by the Moss. I recorded a couple of Soler sonatas, Padre Soler, and a couple of, I think that was the Portuguese music. Mm-hmm. And this time I don't find so many Soler, because these big editions of the Baroque age was not discovered. They was under searching, but it was not this wonderful Kastner edition with the more than 300 or 400 Soler. So I find only 20 somewhere or so, and the same with the Portuguese.
But how did you like working under those conditions?
It was an obligation.
Yeah. How do you feel about the results?
The question was, I said in German, Entweder oder. If or not. The conditions were, as you told me, for me they was at first shocked, because the Hungaroton, which is a state recording company paid by the state, so the time is not so worth
limited.
They give it for a record you 8 days or 7 days or so. Mm-hmm. And there was 1 day for a record. So we find out a very economical working schedule with Mr. Galia, who was the engineer and the producer in one person. His musical taste was excellent, so as I'm a radio expert, he put me a secondary job also to me to write in the score and the music, the so-called numerating of the bad versions. So I made
splice it.
And if we lost time or it was very urgent, then we switched on a so-called automatic regie. The automatic regie was that I was authorized to stop if I had the feeling it's not good, and I was taking over the direction and told, it's not good, I start from the beginning. It said, okay, start the place where you want, but only write in the score, because I lost what happened, so you should, what are you doing should be documented in the score. So I started from the beginning, I stayed in the number B, C, or another number, I learned his system. And I went, oops, there is not good. Said, I now go back 6 bars, I wrote in. Sometimes while a little quick, and he awaked me in the night or in the morning and was very furious. He said, I don't find this bar, I don't find this version, and your notices are wrong. I said, look, to play, to make remarks in the score, like a musical producer, is sometimes too much at the same time, especially if you are played 10 hours in without any interval, getting the coffee at the instrument, not even to go down to the espresso to drink. But then always it went very quickly, and after we finished, after 2 3 days, it was cut, and the records appeared 3 months after you played. Even the Turnabout was published in the same year we recorded, which was a wonder, because if you with us playing to the Hungaroton, and the cutting was ready after 4 or 5 months, and the record was published in the next year or so, and so. And here was everything so quick, because they needed the music, they needed the material. They don't record it for the archive or for the post box. They recorded to publish it. So that was, that's, you know.
That was on a Neupert harpsichord?
That was a Neupert harpsichord.
Right.
It was not bad, but sometimes they don't sound or they don't come everything. So we get a huge many problems. So every second stop or repeat was not due of my fault, it was the harpsichord's fault. And after he thought, so you should stay here and now work for me for friendship. And the result of the friendship was for the CBS Italiana, which was a very noble thing to play on CBS Italiana, 4 Bach toccatas. I remember Zoltán Kocsis, who was very young on this time, he was looking in a Schwann and said, "How you came to the CBS?" He was very angry on that and said, "Oh, relax, it's only CBS Italiana." But I had a luck, because that was a lucky day, and I get at least 12 different and excellent critics on this record. So that based my career in Italy on this time, this record. And then we get, on this time, I remember, we get 12,000 lira, 12.000. So we went to take a supper, and that was all. That was including the technical cost and everything. But that was, as I told you, it was a friendship.
It helped build the career too.
Yes,
Yeah.
yes. And then the second friendship record was the next day. It was a Christmas organ record. We went with a car to Bergamo to look for a Carlito organ or something. And the third one, I don't know what. And it was also a 4 song. So all records, they had some good consequence. The one I met next time in the Standa. The Standa sold in this time yellow records, only in the Standa. I found it between socks and shirts, but it was good to see them some. And the third one was taking over by the Ars Nova after the Angelicum lost his record business, and I said, still is available. So all they have a story and a memory.